But we're going to get an early visit from Coach Legan, so we'll have him dive right in. Very excited, Coach Leggins. Congratulations. That had to be fun. Finally, this team kind of cut loose there, that run at the end of the first half to blow it open.
Yeah, you know, again, we didn't shoot the ball great. It's just something we need to get going. We're 5-20, and I know we're a good shooting team, and then we go 4-10 from the free throw line. But, you know, at the end of the day, we had 51 rebounds. We rebounded the ball. We had 14 offensive rebounds, close to three guys having double-doubles. You know, guys played terrific tonight. They played with a lot of heart, a lot of passion. Turnovers were cut down. Our assist numbers weren't great. But at the same time, I'm looking at the wrong stats. I'm sorry. 13-12. I was looking at the other team. We did a good job, and I'm proud of the way this team battled. I'm proud of the way this team played hard. We finished that game, and you know, we got some guys in late, trying to see what's happening with Jack Perry, and then from there we'll see what we got on the next couple games.
Well, we're hopefully going to hear from Big Zoe in a little bit, but his presence, you knew just based on watching video, James Jean-Marie, he's a real man down there, and you knew it was going to be a bit of an indoctrination for Vasilia.
Yeah.
You went to Big Zoe early on, and he delivered.
No, he's very skilled. Again, these guys are coming, you know, a lot of things happen with Zoe. He's coming off some injuries and doing some other things. He's a very, very talented kid. And so's V. And V's just got to get you again. He's playing against one of the best. He was in the Big West last year. He's one of the best guys. I did a lot of checking, won a big-time score. And so you got to see him really play against some very good player tonight. And he's going to get better and better. You know, I think he's one of the most talented young men, you know, in the country. He's very good. He just needs to get his sea legs going, and he'll be okay. But luckily we got Big Zoe, luckily we got Chica, we got Christian, we got T-Rob. So we got some guys down there.
Chatting here with the head coach, Shante Leggins. When Chris Austin hit that three in the first half,
yeah,
it's like he took the giant sigh of relief and then he cut it loose.
He did, and he started shooting the ball well, getting downhill, making plays. You know, he's only 1-6, but he still got 9 rebounds. This got to be wrong because he had a couple offensive rebounds at the end of that half. So I don't know if these stats are right, but he should have had a double-double because he got some offensive rebounds late in that game that really shored it up. And you're just happy to see what, you know, he can do. He's going to be a big-time player for us.
The defensive effort, I know when we got together and training camp, and like offensively confident we're going to be able to score from anywhere. Defensively, you weren't sure what the identity of this team was going to be defensively, but it's been the defense that's kind of carried you through some offensive lulls.
Hey, look, everyone thought I was an offensive coach. I fooled everybody, I guess. I don't know. These guys are playing great defense. You know, the assistant coaches are doing an amazing job. I mean, TJ Lippold's running our defense. Bobby Suarez and Jeremy Pope are doing an unbelievable job of getting the guys ready every game defensively. You know, offensively, you know, you got to get some guys to make some shots, but at the same time, they're going to. And so as that happens, you have confidence in your guys. I'll take those 23s any day. And I know we'll make 12, 13, 14 of them. We just got to get it going, see the ball fall in the hole. But everything they did tonight was high level. You know, you go 30 of 69, you shoot the ball well, but you hold the team for the game 31%, 8% from the three-point line. That's pretty good. And so anytime you can do that, especially against a team like this, especially a crosstown rival and their gym, and you come out there and dominate for pretty much the full 40 minutes, you want to take that back. And then, you know, we did that for Pilot Nation, and we're excited about, you know, the future and keep moving forward.
Now, of course, guys got to hurry home. They got to take care of the business wrapping up and get packed, making sure they don't forget anything, make sure all their stuff is taken care of with classes, and we go to San Antonio. Obviously, guys that have been in tournament play with other teams, they can tell the other guys what to expect because it's game, and trying to prepare, you know, you got to play one game at a time, but it's an immediate turnaround.
It is an immediate turnaround. It's fun basketball. These guys, man, these guys love this, and this is what they're excited to do. And, you know, they'd rather do this in practice. I'd rather do this in practice, basketball. And, you know, they'll get tired, but at the end of the day, you want to play, and these are things that they won't forget. We get to go on the road, and, you know, we're going to miss Thanksgiving. I'm going to miss my kiddos. But we're going to be together, and we're going to bond, and we're going to have some fun. I hope there's some highs and lows, more highs than lows.
Yep.
But, you know, it's going to be a good time. Some guys are going to play that didn't get the chance because of the fatigue factor, but you want these guys to step up. You want these guys to play in some big-time minutes because we're in a big-time conference. I think we're going to have 3, 4, maybe 5 teams make the NCAA tournament out of this conference. The last time I looked, I think UCLA was up 20, and St. Mary's went ahead and beat Oregon today. So we got a really good – oh, yeah, they won by 20. And so we got a really good – no, they're up 20 with 7 to go.
27 minutes to go.
We got a great conference. We're one of the best conferences in the country. And so when you have that opportunity and you get to go against the best teams in the country, some of the best players in the country, we want to be right there. We want to be playing that way, and we want to learn and take all our bumps and bruises and make sure we step up to the plate when we have that opportunity. I'm so excited for that opportunity.
Well, it was a great effort tonight, and certainly ratcheting up this rivalry. I know it was your first experience with it, but safe to say, by the end of it, it felt like a rivalry game.
There was. Oh, yeah, we'll make it that way. You know, that's just who we are. You know, we got to play with a chip on our shoulder. You know, no one thinks we're any good, and that's fine with me. You know, but I'm telling you right now, come out and watch this team play. Watch the effort they play with. Watch the camaraderie. Watch the high fives. Watch the guys taking the charges. This is a great club, man, and I love coaching them. These guys are great young men. We've had different guys step up every night. Big Zoe tonight, huge game. I mean, he won the game for us tonight, and that makes me so proud because it could be somebody else. And you could start to see when you have teams like this, I mean, you have 5 guys in double figures. I mean, that's big time. That's balls moving around. You know, I'm going to go back and watch the assist numbers again, and I always, you know, I always pick on stats and these things, but you don't get 5 guys in double figures without, you know, moving the ball. And I'm proud of these guys, the way they played, and I'm just, you know, I can't be more excited. This is a big time game for us because, you know, people didn't think we'd win this game, and we came on a road and played against a very good, well-coached team. I know he had his guys pumped up for this one, and our guys took it to him, and I'm really excited about that, and all the credit goes to them for playing a hard game, but I love my guys, man. I'll go to war with them any day.
Well, congratulations. I'm going to turn you loose. We got Big Zoe waiting. I know everybody's got some packing to do. We'll take a quick break as the Pilots prevail here over Portland State, 69-54. Thanks so much, Coach. Congratulations, and we'll see you on the big plane tomorrow.
Go Pilots!